Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We now run a continual loop of my broadcast. After it concludes each day at 2 p.m. Central, it restarts for you every single day. And so 24 hours a day, you can tune in, whether it's from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, or whether it's from 7 to 10 in the morning, or whether it's from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., whatever time you like. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of streams that we now provide there for you to tune in whenever you'd like at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We always remind listeners to help us spread the word and expand the reach of this broadcast as we battle for this constitutional republic. Okay, Ben in Florida, you had some more questions. Finish up with them.
Yes, sir. My second question was, me and my friend, we want to go around and film and ask people what they know about the Constitution and tell them about their rights. Where's a good place to do that? And finally, how would somebody like me go about getting your documentaries on public access TV?
Well, it depends on the access facility in your area. All you do is get my documentary films, and on the website we've got a form authorizing you to air them on your facility for nonprofit educational purposes. And really, you can just go sign on the form at most facilities that you have permission. Because you're being given it right now. At the end of my film, The Takeover, on the video, I say you can make copies of it and put it on Access TV. And so, I mean, that's really it. And if you want to, I suggest you do your own Access television show and then go shoot those interviews with people and show how ignorant the public is about the Constitution and use that as an educational forum to wake the public up. Thank you for the call. I want to go to Nathaniel and others here in a moment, but Michael Rivero, speaking about the conflict in Palestine right now, how do you think it's going to end? I mean, clearly, Newt Gingrich, Crystal, and others are pushing for World War III as the best thing since mother's milk. How far do you see they're going to be able to go with this?
Well, that's really going to be up to the American people and the people of the rest of the world, because they can push for World War III, but if the world says we're not interested, at some point there's going to be a breakdown in the effort, and it really is unfortunately going to come down to whoever wants what they want most. And unfortunately, the people who want war have a natural advantage because they're willing to kill and lie and cheat and steal to get what they want. The rest of us, all we have is simply the will to refuse to go along with these kind of things. What we are probably going to see is there are obviously already, on the political and media sense, the Israelis are losing the current conflict in Lebanon and in Palestine. World opinion has turned very much against them, and by extension against the United States and Britain. Because of the attention on 9/11, and this is an interesting aspect to this whole deal, the doubt about 9/11 being focused on in the media may actually discourage the people who want World War III from attempting a new 9/11. And so the timing of all of these stories...
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, that's the timing that they've already set the stage in a bunch of stories I've seen, probably 10 in the last 2 weeks, where they know Hezbollah's here and Hamas, and they're going to blow up major cities, and so martial law will be needed. I mean, I'm looking at the neocons to pull something, Michael, but you're saying all this doubt in the media may even be certain areas of the establishment having a war with themselves, or do you think it's organic?
No, I think it's I think we're seeing a factionalization within the government itself. I think there's a lot of people who would see a second attempt at a 9/11 type as being the final straw that would break the government, simply because most people aren't ready to believe a new terror attack. They doubt the original one. If something were to happen right now, everybody's going to say, who benefits from this? Well, not the Lebanese, not the Palestinians. A new terror attack benefits the people who want to carry out these invasions. Everybody knows Bush wants to go into Iran. The U.S. government needs the Iran oil. They have not been able to get it out of Iraq. We just lost that huge field up in Alaska. The U.S. is going to start running out of oil soon unless they can invade a terror-sponsoring nation really, really soon. So, you know, that's obviously high on the agenda.
I couldn't say it any better, and that's what we've been pushing for all these years. Expose 9/11 so we take that out of their arsenal so they do not continue to do it.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
For over 5 years, I've been exposing 9/11. That's right. 2 months before 9/11, I was on air telling you to call the White House and tell them don't blow up the World Trade Centers. Don't blame it on your asset, Osama bin Laden. Since day one on the radio, since September 11th, I've been exposing it. So was Michael Rivera, one of the few people out there who had the courage day one to be doing that, and we commend him for that work. And now we see the neocons in desperate trouble. We see their credibility evaporating on a thousand fronts, but that makes them more dangerous than ever. Don't think that they won't arrogantly set a nuke off. I mean, they're that evil. They'll do something 100 times bigger, 1,000 times bigger than 9/11. These are cold-blooded killers who attacked us because they hate our freedom. They told us the truth. The terrorists attacked us because they wanted to take our freedoms and use us as their slaves to invade the world and take over the planet. And they're moving forward with their agenda, but they're meeting more and more resistance. Let's go ahead and go to Nathaniel in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was wondering if you knew anything about something a friend of mine was telling me on March 20th. Supposedly Iran had done like allegedly Saddam had done and asked to be paid for their oil in euros.
Well, they're moving to their own Iranian oil borscht or mercantile exchange where they will demand gold or euros or rubles, other currencies other than dollars. They haven't done that yet. The dollar is still the world reserve currency tied to petrol dollars. Let me get a response from Michael Rivero on your question.
Well, I know Iran has been talking about it, and Iraq was starting to make that same move as well just before the invasion there. And the reason this is an issue is because the dollar is under tremendous stress and downward pressure, both from U.S. government borrowing, the trade imbalance, which is nearing $2 billion a day, because we don't manufacture our own products as much as we used to. And what keeps up foreign demand for dollars is to use as the oil currency of choice. Well, if nations start switching from using the dollar to the euro for their oil purchases, foreign demand for dollar will absolutely plummet. And without that support, the value of the dollar is definitely going to drop.
And that's our fault because we let the private banks take over in 1913, print the money, buy up the country with it, run us in the ground, and the outgoing head of the Fed, Greenspan, doubled the money supply in the last six. Now Bernanke, the new maniac, is saying they're going to double it in the next two. So basically, they've already devalued your currency, boys and girls. You just haven't come down from it yet, Michael.
Yeah, if you really want to see how bad it's gotten, remember that silver dollars used to be worth $1. Well, go over to a coin store today and try and buy a silver dollar and see how many of the paper dollars it takes to own one. And that'll give you a real indication of just how bad it's gotten. The other thing to keep in mind is there are certain numbers that are put out by the Treasury Department, by the Federal Reserve, rather, and one is called the M3 aggregate. And this is a number that simply represents how much money is in circulation total. Well, starting about 2 months ago, the U.S. government is no longer releasing that M3 aggregate number, which means that nobody really knows how much total money is in circulation.
That's right. Bernanke said, I'm going to double the money supply, but then he made it secret, which we've never done. Germany did that when they were in their Great Depression. So just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, everything you own basically is being devalued right now. The country is being totally bankrupt. And you've been hearing this for years. Well, now it's actually happening. And again, you can thank your good conservative leader, Lord Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. We are entering into a period of hyperinflation, and there's a lot of game playing to try and make the economy look like it's still good, like the recent frothing in the real estate market, although that's coming to an end. The plunge protection team has been playing market rigging games to prevent the stock market from having a really obvious crash, but yet it continues a steady decline. And the bottom line is that these kind of games only get you so far, because the bottom line is the United States is not making and selling products going out the borders to equal the value and the cost of the products that we're bringing in.
And the bottom line is we're a bunch of decadent nouveau riche scum injecting melted down dead babies into our lips. You know, and going to restaurants and prancing around and jogging and acting all fancy. And we're not number one anymore because a bunch of crooks took our government over and sucked it dry.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a saying that we have on one of the coffee mugs we sell at our website. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and I think we are definitely there.
Yeah, I mean, folks, before they'd steal a few hundred billion a year out of defense coffers, you know, when we hear about trillions missing a year from the Pentagon, I always get emails by smarty pants out there saying, well, the budget's only 600-something billion. How do they steal a trillion? Well, you had 60-plus years of investments and investment funds and pensions and government investments in the stock market. That is all being liquidated the last 6 years, publicly disappearing, and then in the Congress, Rumsfeld gets asked about it, and he says, I'm not going to answer your question. I mean, they're openly stealing trillions right in front of us.
Absolutely, and they're looting various trust funds. The Social Security is the most obvious one. All the cash that was set aside for the baby boomers' retirement is gone. It's been borrowed, and I put that in quote marks, by the U.S. government, so there's nothing in there but IOUs. And there was the Indian Trust Fund. That one got looted, and all that money went missing. That's still in litigation, I believe. There are all kinds of pension funds that are turning up short. And you know, this money is going someplace. It's probably going outside the country for various golden parachutes. But it's literally the country is being stripped. And what a lot of Americans don't realize at this point is that all of our public lands that have been sort of locked away from us under the guise of environmentalism, those are the collateral on the government loans. Which
and by the way, that isn't a wives' tale. That is in official news articles and documents now, just like they did in Latin America. They come pay off a dictator, tell him not to pay off the loans, and then he signs everything over into receivership. He retires to Spain or Switzerland. And that's what our leaders are doing right now, folks. Understand there's always been corruption, greed, avarice, bid rigging, stealing, beak dipping, mordido in this country. But now it has reached orgy level, wild, slash and burn, strip minding, giggling, gibbering wildness.
Yeah, I think they realize it's not going to last much longer, so they're just stripping as much as they can from the carcass before it finally gives up breathing. But when the U.S. government defaults, we're going to find all these foreign interests, foreign governments, foreign corporations, foreign lending bodies are going to own our national parks, our mineral-rich areas.
Well, they're already announcing that foreign companies are taking over all the major roads. They've already got cartoon TV ads in Texas about the Texas Pass, how we'll all be scanned. We beat the bill, but they're still running the ad, folks. They're not going to stop. I mean, Mexico's going to have major port facilities in the heartland. I mean, we're just gone. I don't think people realize we're gone. We can try to salvage something now if people will just admit to themselves how far down we've gone.
Yeah, it's unfortunately going to get very, very ugly before it gets any better, and the only thing that is really going to stop this is for Americans to just get angry. It is time to get angry at what is going on and do something about it.
I agree. Here's the key. When it all implodes to a really obvious level with a big correction or a stepping down of multiple corrections downward in a spiral, the very people that did this are going to be on TV blaming it on some hedge fund manager in Timbuktu who sold something a million short and caused the chain reaction. That will, the person they send to prison will not be the reason this happened.
Oh, absolutely. The scapegoats have already been chosen for this party.
Oh, yes, but don't worry. The public will suck their thumbs and worship the people that rape them as usual. Let's talk to BL in Texas. BL, you're on the air with Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com.
Alex, Michael, both made so many great points in the last hour. I just wish all the mindless sheeple could hear what you're saying. Last Saturday when they did the first re-air of the American Scholar Symposium from L.A., I happened to catch the Reichsfuhrer, George Bush, giving an interview about Lebanon, and I'm just outraged. I haven't heard anybody speak out about it. He was saying that we have to go in there, and I don't know whether that's a collective we or a royal we, but he says we have to go in there to Lebanon and rebuild their infrastructure, and New Orleans is still a shambles.
Well, Bush right now is saying that he doesn't want a ceasefire. In fact, let me dig the actual AP headline out. So, we've got to blow it all up and then send the IMF and World Bank in to basically turn it into a vassal state so Israel can start claiming that that's part of Israel and run their apartheid operation there. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, absolutely, and the American people are getting screwed both times because we're paying for the bombs that are doing all the damage, and then we turn around and it's expected that we will pay to repair all the damage that the bombs did. So I think the American people have to start looking at all this money that is going out of the country to these wars and to support Israel and to repair the damage Israel is doing to its neighbors, and look pointedly at the lack of support for the Hurricane Katrina victims. And just say there is something really screwed up because our government is clearly more concerned with what's going on in the Middle East than what they're doing right here at home. And that is a very, very bad way to run a country.
I just thought of something that goes back to the economy imploding. Can you think of the crime wave we're going to have in this country if we have a serious recession or a depression?
Oh, absolutely. There will be people who are desperate to eat and you're going to have police departments' budgets being slashed like crazy. It'll be back to the Bonnie and Clyde kind of days where banks get machine guns and the bank robbers just get across the county line because there's no more coordination. And, it's going to go completely out of control.
Gentlemen, I'm expecting, at the rate they're looting the country and printing money, I'm expecting Austrian inflation and gold to hit 3,000.
Well, I don't care if gold goes up or down. I'm going to hold mine. Mike, you agree with that statement?
Absolutely, and, you know, definitely got to get prepared to weather the storm. The only reason gold is not going up now is central banks have been selling their gold reserves to keep gold prices down, to keep investors into the equities
market. Tell you what, Michael, let's do five more minutes. You got a break, but we'll see you in a few more.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
For the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids.
Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill. And we can purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific.
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with Michael Rivero. You were trying to make a point about the big central banks. On record, it's in major financial publications like the Times of London, the big central banks will sell gold to each other back and forth each day at reduced prices to artificially keep the price of gold down. Though going back over 6 years, the Asian countries began to traffic more and more in gold and have increased the demand. Now the Chinese in the last 2 years have begun allowing their population to own gold as they try to move some of their dollars into something real. So when do you see this bubble breaking, Michael Rivera?
Well, I think when there's a major correction on the stock market, I think at that point you're going to see a lot of people trying to move back into gold very quickly, and that'll drive the price up. And I think at that point the ability to artificially depress the price is going to break, and it's really going to skyrocket. And this goes back to your earlier caller who said gold could easily hit $3,000, which is a combination not only of the demand for gold going up, but the actual worth of the dollar being in decline. And that gets back to that experiment I suggested, which is go to a coin store and buy a silver dollar and see how many paper dollars it takes to purchase.
Well, just 4 or 5 years ago, they were like $5, then they were $10, now they're $12 or $14, even if they don't have any collector value to them. So it really shows what's happening to our dollar. But look, the stock market, you know, hit its peak of 11,000 something, and then now it's around that point today. But if the dollar's already been devalued by the mid-40s, then we really have a correction of over 50% in the stock market, and the stock market is really at about 6,000 pre-2000 numbers.
Yeah, that's one of the difficulties of trying to figure out what's going on with the economy is you have the underlying worth of the dollar has to be factored into it. And most of the U.S. figures, you know, basically treat the dollar as an absolute measure, going back to the Bretton Woods Agreement. And yet here you have the U.S. government or the Federal Reserve continuing to print out additional cash to inflate that supply. Clearly, the assumptions of Bretton Woods, you know, are a formality, but they don't match reality. And, you know, the government can very easily throw tons and tons of money at the population so that it feels like we have more dollars in numbers. But if you look at what those dollars can actually buy, you'll realize, I mean, look at the price of homes now. When I was in high school, 3-bedroom home in California went for $40,000. Now the equivalent home is $800,000 is the median price for such a house. So given that the house has not really changed, given that the land has not really changed, that tells you a good measure of what the inflation has done to the value of the dollar.
Well, you talk to these yuppies who've got degrees and they think they're so smart and they think the economy's great. They think that their stock market is wonderful. They don't even know that the Dow top 30 stocks takes the losers out and only puts winners in it. You look at the NASDAQ, it's the same. You look at the Standard & Poor's, it's all being manipulated on its face.
Yeah, the Dow Jones averages and everything are simply indicator stocks. It doesn't calculate all of them, and stocks that don't perform well are taken out of the indications. And when the plunge protection team goes in to try and make the stock market look good, it is specifically the indicator stocks that they target with put options to run them up.
Now, see, for those that don't know, you know, we're talking to the choir here. We have a lot of folks that don't know. The Federal Reserve is in there pumping hundreds of billions sometimes in a week into the stock market, manipulating it.
Yeah, basically to keep it up, because for a lot of people, that stock market has become the banner of the economy. And this began actually back during the Clinton administration when even Clinton was looting Social Security and putting the money in the general fund. And that's where he got his declaration, we have a budget surplus. Well, it was a budget surplus built on the cash they took out of the Social Security Trust Fund. And they took a lot of that money and they pumped it into the stock market to drive it up, because that was their political banner. It's the economy. It's the economy. Look how good those numbers are.
Yeah, so
going.
As long
Everybody
as, I mean it's
in.
Like putting a nice clear paint of coat, you know, I mean, nice new paint job on a junker car.
Yeah, no, you're exactly correct. It was all for appearances, and as a result, since then, the stock market indicator numbers are far less accurate than they should be for the average investor. And that's why so many small investors are continuing to get hurt in the market.
Well, I just want people to know that we're not trying to give you gloom and doom here. Every major real indices, every real indicator, every measure shows a society in rapid accelerated decline. And the government indicates that it knows that by the mad looting. It's scary, Michael Rivera. We always appreciate you coming in and giving us your great insight and your decades of work against this corruption. You know, that's another reason for them to have World War III cooking, is they may be concerned about a stock market plunge. And just like right before 9/11, we saw a major correction, they may use a terror attack to smokescreen that in the minds of the people. We'll talk to you next month, Michael.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
I've never hidden the fact that I'm a fan of Mel Gibson, and I'm also a friend of the family, and everybody I know that knows Mel Gibson really well says that he never says bad things about any racial or religious group, and the whole thing that we've seen has turned into a big media circus. I have really stayed away from it because it is a distraction, it is a diversion. And, you know, I know that Jackie Mason is a comedian, and it's a little bit racy, but it was on Fox News, the big Christian channel, supposedly. I'm not being sarcastic or anything, but here's, I guess, Cavuto defending Gibson, which is, Fox is just weird. You know, they will sit there and attack people for absolutely nothing, and then Gibson does something that's admittedly distasteful, and I'm not defending, Gibson's not defending it, but the whole thing looks like a setup, and I mean, where is free speech in this country? It really is being hyped up like it's some type of crime. I don't know. It's just strange to hear something like this on on Fox. So this is the comedian Jackie Mason on Cavuto's World on Fox.
This drunken rant against Jews way too seriously. Exactly why is Jackie so forgiving? Why are you so forgiving?
I'll be honest with you. It's not that I'm so forgiving. It's that all these people are very sick. They're getting a vicious, sick, perverted, sadistic thrill out of this whole thing. Look at the glee in them. Look at the happiness about catching them, because they're all basically failures, or they never amounted to anything, or there's actors who are struggling to make a living, and they've always been envious and bitter and jealous of a guy who makes such a huge success. So now, in the guise of being a great crusader against anti-Semitism, they found an excuse. It's all an excuse, a rationalization, a throw excuse to bury this guy, because they're enjoying it with such a sick, perverted pleasure.
But he did say a lot of nasty things. Now, as a Jew, how do you feel about
that? Let me be very honest with you. Nobody could excuse these remarks. But do you ever take it so seriously when a guy is drunk and is drunk and stupid, he's laying on the floor and he says some ridiculous things? People curse their own mother in a state like that. They tell their whole family to drop dead. I mean, the whole family would be going to a cemetery by Thursday.
But nevertheless, so you know, they say it's a truth serum. You don't.
They say it's a truth serum. You got to be a moron. You got to be the phoniest, wretched fraud in the world to claim that it's a truth serum. You, if it's your family or your friends and they say something in a drunken state, you say he was drunk and you forget about it. In a drunken state, you might bang your head against the wall. Does that mean you really want to break your head? You might go into a car.
So you're not bitter toward
him. I want to ask you a question. Did you ever notice how people beg a guy not to drive when he's drunk and he drives anyway? Because he doesn't even know he's drunk and he doesn't even know he shouldn't be driving. And he doesn't even know that 10 seconds later, he's dead.
That's a very good point.
Now, if you want to kill yourself, does that prove that you really, if you gave him a gun, he would kill himself? If you gave him a gun, I don't think he'd kill himself, but he's too sick and drunk to know that he's about to kill himself. I want to ask you a question. These people who are attacking him, they're all saying the same thing in Hollywood. I would never work with him again. These are all failures. I never worked with him before. He never asked them to work with him. He don't need them. He makes a fortune and they can get a job, and they're threatening him that they won't work with him again.
So you think a lot of this is jealousy?
Jealousy and hate and contempt for a guy who's doing too good. It's also with this guy Foxman, this head of the ADL. Not a right. Fake from top to bottom. I don't talk about people. It's not my nature. But he's
really haven't talked about anyone yet.
He's a total fake. Let's be honest about it. Anybody who makes a life out of fighting racism, in effect, has to blow up racism in order to justify himself for his job he has. Otherwise, he'd have to go to work. Otherwise, he'd have to get up in the morning and get a real job.
He wants to. ABC has already cut plans to co-produce his Holocaust special, so that's out. Is he going to have any ill effects from all of this in Hollywood?
He might have ill effects because people love burying a guy who's big. If a guy in a bicycle breaks down, you cry for him. If he breaks down on a Rolls Royce, you applaud. People who make a living from fighting anti-Semitism, like Al Sharpton, and from fighting racism, they have to convince themselves there's racism every place. And that every minute they're about to blow up every Jew in America. Because otherwise he would have to go to work for a living. He fears a job a lot more than he fears anti-Semitism. Getting up in the morning is the main fear that Foxman has. And all of a sudden he made himself the judge and the jury of this man.
Well, a lot of people. There was that rabbi who suggested that maybe Mel Gibson should apologize to his congregation on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
You
know why? Because nobody knows who this rabbi is. Who cares who he is? All of a sudden he becomes a producer. All of a sudden he's producing a show with him and Mel Gibson, and he'll become the star of the show. And then you'll see it in the newspapers, starring Rabbi Schwartz with Mel Gibson. He'll probably get second billing because it's another rabbi looking for attention. They decided that the judge and jury of this whole situation, they become a personal mafia now. Because who knows who they are? Who would pay attention to them? Foxman and this other guy are loving it. They're threatening him every day about how much he apologizes.
So Jews who are speaking out against... Well, there are some Jews who aren't in that camp who are just legitimately offended. You say they should get over themselves?
They're nuts if they're offended, because you're offended if you know anything about his life.
Yeah.
His life has been a mecca of decency all of his life. He never offended a Jew in his life personally. How a guy lived for 50 years is what you count. Not one remark when you're drunk. He never joined a club with his anti-Semitic. He never refused to give a guy a tip at a restaurant because he found out he's Jewish. His house doesn't have a sign in front of it that says no Jews allowed. What did he ever do that's anti-Jewish in his life? A whole 50 years of decency doesn't count because you made one remark. Now they say he apologized, but he didn't apologize enough. He should apologize a little higher. He should apologize in the morning. He only apologized at night. He should apologize. He should apologize when he was sitting. He should have gotten up to apologize. He should apologize at least two more times. Four more times. 32 times. Now they want
enough
to get,
already,
now
right?
They want
you're
to get,
enough.
Now they want him to get circumcised.
All right. Stop, Hank. It's a family show, Jackie.
Well, it's a family show, right, but Jackie. I think that we should have decency is more important. And if we brought decency into this world, then stop attacking people because you've never amounted to anything.
Jackie.
And,
you're yelling at me, too. I don't know. Hey, come down. It's all right. You're like Joe Pastardi coming back at me. Jackie Mason, thank you very much.
All right, folks. And, I mean, that's really true. I mean, the bigger offense here, somebody says on the side of the highway, now they need to be ruined and their life is supposedly over, and oh, my gosh, because he was in some weird conversation with this cop, and I think it's all a setup. We're not hearing what the cop... And then he says that Jews are behind all the wars in the world. Now, I don't agree with that, okay, and most of people don't. I think they're behind a lot of wars in the Middle East, and they got a big military, and they're certainly pushing this war with Lebanon. And Hezbollah loves it, too. I mean, they need a war, too. They're like Foxman who needs a war. I mean, I think both sides are out of control here, but Israel is the bully. They are the big dog on the block who's picking on the little chihuahua. But the way they've been treating Mel Gibson is very, very, very suspicious. And this whole thing stinks to high heaven. And I agree with Jackie Mason. He's absolutely right. And really, in the final equation, this will create more racism. I mean, frankly, if it wasn't for the ADL always running around talking about how Jews are getting persecuted, I wouldn't even have known about all this. I mean, I wasn't even brought up that this is a Jew, that's not a Jew, this is what Jews are doing. I'm really sick of it. Personally, I'm tired of everything. It's an obsession. I've asked Jewish friends of mine, it's like, what is it like to be the center of attention? I mean, it's really got to get old. And meanwhile, you got a scumbag like Schwarzenegger, who's a real live Nazi. I mean, all the things he did, handing out Hitler records and saying he loves Hitler, they got tapes of it. But because he pays off the ADL, they say he's great. And meanwhile, the Bushes made their money off Hitler. But that's okay, because he's in bed with the people in Israel now, so it's okay. Let's crucify Mel Gibson, who I'm sure is mad how he got demonized during the Passion of the Christ. You know that's in the back of his head. The way he got attacked, the way he got threatened, the death threats they got, all the things that happened, the way his family got attacked, and then somebody brought something up at that bar, or that cop did, and then he just goes off and says, I don't know. I've made my statement on it. We're in the middle of World War III possibly starting, and it really doesn't matter. But the media has made it important. I know we got a bunch of callers. We'll try to take them in the final segment, but I've done almost 3 hours today, 2 hours, 42 minutes, into this broadcast, and I haven't plugged anything yet, really. The way I fund my operation, the way we have our everyday business, is that you get my videos, and we ship them out to you UPS Ground, so you should get it very quickly after you order from us, unless you have a P.O. box, and we have to ship to you United Postal Service, and they are an absolute nightmare, but you should get that in a few weeks if you so choose to use a regular mail. But none of that really matters. I have made 15 films. My newest, Terror Storm, is out. It is my best work, and you really need to have it. I carry a bunch of other books and videos by other wonderful authors and researchers and filmmakers at Infowars.com. And that's how you support us. But that's secondary. Number one, these are powerful videos and books that will inform you to a level of excellence so you can articulately articulate the information that exposes 9/11 as an inside job or the growing cashless society control grid, why RFID is bad, why the face scanning cameras are bad, what's happening to our sovereignty. I mean, my films cover this. Whether it's Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, Order of Death. I've got a bunch of specials where you can get my videos as low as $5.95 a piece, where you can get T-shirts for $9.95 a piece. A lot of this stuff is going out at very near cost. We have a mission here. Our mission is to wake people up. Our mission is to stop the next terror attack. by exposing who carried out the last one. Our mission is, frankly, to survive now. I'm so far into this, folks. I'm like a spaceship leaving Earth, going to another star system, and I've spent my fuel. I can't turn around. I have got to go to the new, you know, Valhalla. I mean, I've got to get there. I've got to go to the promised land. I've got to make it to my destination. I'll use a better analogy. I'm like a sailing ship that's run out of provisions and doesn't have any sails. They've been torn off by storms, and I'm in the waters of where this fabled island is I'm trying to reach, and I can't turn around. I can't even control my boat. All I can do is just hope I can make it there. And we're all in this boat together. I hope you realize that. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about what martial law is going to be like. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do if the globalists end up winning. I mean, I'm really counting the cost here. I mean, we know how real this is. We've shattered the matrix. We can bring these people down. The glee I have, the pleasure, the relish that I have when I know that because of you getting Terror Storm and Road to Tyranny and Martial Law and America Destroyed by Design and aggressively making copies every day of them and giving them to friends and families and neighbors and waking people up, that we are really hurting the New World Order right now. We are having a massive effect right now because of you. So I ask those that already have my films, who thought they were informative, who researched them, that found out that they were accurate, if you haven't made copies yet, make copies. Or if you haven't gotten the videos, get my newest and most powerful film ever, Terror Storm. Make about 10 copies of it. Give it to friends and family. Tell them that if they find it to be intriguing and informative, that they should make copies and give it to others, and so on and so forth. It is unbelievable. We've done the math before, but 100 videos, if a certain amount of copies are made by those that get them, turns into millions of videos, turns into tens of millions of videos. And that's what we've done, because you have taken action. We plant the little mustard seed of making the film, you run with it, and together it can move mountains. But at the same time, your purchase of Terror Storm, of Martial Law, of the other books and videos we carry, supports us, supports the people that made the films and books that we carry on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. And it is so important. If you are well-to-do, middle-class, nouveau-riche, wealthy, whatever, and you want to support us, we do not ask for donations. We ask for you to buy a whole bunch of the videos or books. Get the Alex Jones Everything Special or the Everything Else Special, all the other books and videos we carry here. Call up and say, I want 10 copies of Terror Storm. I want 100 copies of Terror Storm. We'll give you huge discounts. You can call this number if you want to be a distributor. Buy them in bulk. Sell them at your bookstore. Sell them at your store. Sell them at your truck stop. Sell them at your church. Get them out any way you can, or make copies and give them away. I don't care, as long as it gets out. Frankly, I've gotten to the point, though, I need to hire more people for customer service and shipping, because it comes in fits and spurts, and then we'll be selling so little that one person can do the shipping and have time to kill, and then it comes in spurts, and we need like two people or three people, and we don't have it. So we do need your support, folks. So go to InfoWars.com and be sure to order as many of the books and videos as you can afford and get them out to everybody. Or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can call my office number at 512-291-5750 if you want to be a bulk distributor or someone who wants to buy a whole bunch of them and carry them or get them out to people. Distributor isn't the right word. If you want to be somebody who wants to get a bunch of copies of it, basically, or sell them in your store or small bookstore, now is the time. 1-888-253-3139. And we get hundreds of calls every day. That's why the phone system jams up. With they're taking my kids, they're forcing vaccines on me, they're taking my ranch, they're taking my farm. Oh, help me, to where I don't even have time to return those calls, much less We're battling to return customer service calls. I'll walk out of this studio and do three radio interviews after this. I'll be doing radio interviews, you know, tonight at my house. I'll be calling news. And I'm not whining here. People get insulted when I don't email you back. You get insulted when I don't call you back. You get insulted when I won't go to lunch with you or when I won't stop in the parking lot and talk to you. I barely have time to even see my family. And that's painful because I love my family and I dearly enjoy spending time with them. I like fishing. I like hunting. I like walking through the woods. That's what I do. I'd work 8 hours a day and then lollygag the rest of the time. But I am committed in this fight. This is a life and death struggle for me. I hope you realize it's a life and death struggle for you, and your destiny, you know, is in the crosshairs here. We're all in this together. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv, get a 15-cent a day membership, get all 15 of my films online, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, content you're not going to find anywhere else, prisonplanet.tv, and your $5.95 monthly subscription pays for the bandwidth and the webmasters that do that, and we're about to revamp and upgrade all the sites and increase their bandwidth, so it's all getting better all the time, basically, in the fight as you support us. Oh, man, I haven't even covered how we're in the L.A. Times today and the Village Voice, and both of them are pretty positive articles. I mean, it gets the word out. But I'll try to briefly mention those on the other side, maybe jam a few calls in. And we got the big event coming up in Dallas on the 26th. Jim Mars is going to be there. Get your tickets now.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't need no thought control. Welcome back. I can't go to any more of your calls. I'm just flat out of time. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, and be able to do it. We always appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry we're just flat out of time because I wanted to get into this. Bloggers wonder what happened to Mr. Conspiracy. Some Internet sites say Oliver Stone's WTC fails to address what really happened on 9/11 by Tina Daunt. The L.A. Times, in the subheadline, memo to Oliver Stone, conspiracy theorists have a bone to pick with you. And Jack Blood is in here, GCN radio host. Oliver Stone, having done Nixon and JFK and other movies that have been quite revealing, had a chance to use his power to ask a few very damning questions, said radio host Jack Blood, who is using and urging a boycott of the film. Instead, what we have is an establishment movie that certainly condones and endorses the cover story that was given to us by the government on 9/11. You got to love it. They call him radio talk show host. I'm just an Internet radio talk show host. I've been demoted. Not on any AM or FM stations, according to them. Well, of course, which I am. That's just funny. I've asked them to correct that, by the way. Stone has a simple answer. He wanted to tell a story of two Port Authority officers who tried to save lives that day, but ended up fighting for their own. Politics wasn't involved. Alex Jones, who has an Internet radio show on Infowars.com, said he doesn't fault Stone for making a movie that honors the heroes of 9/11. He is allowed to make a movie about this microcosm that was such a big part of 9/11, said Jones. We know that the police and firefighters were heroes, and I agree with that, but there is concern in the 9/11 truth community that the movie will be used to bolster the official story. To be sure, there are plenty of alternative views on the events of 9/11. And it goes on to say, some believe the CIA was in on the attacks and the plot. Others wonder if bombs have been planted inside the towers. Well, yeah, we're saying the government did it and they put bombs. It isn't two separate debates. Still, others think the U.S. government knew the attacks were coming but chose not to act. In March, actor Charlie Sheen said in an interview with Jones that he too questions the official 9/11 story. So that finally made the L.A. Times, and they go through a bunch of big quotes of Sheen here. So that's good that that's been picked back up by the press. I said at some point you will see a Hollywood film that looks at alternative views of the official 9/11 story. They got John Connor, who does some good work, in here criticizing Stone, saying, is he an Illuminati pawn? I don't know. I just know JFK, the director's cut's the best movie I've ever seen, and Nixon's excellent, and they're both very accurate. And what do you say? In the words of a Hollywood producer I had dinner with, Oliver Stone told him that he's hungry for a hit and is just trying to have another hit. So we'll see what happens. I don't have time to get into a great article out of the Village Voice. I mean, it's got a hit piece spin to it, but it's still pretty good. They favorably talk about my new film, Terror Storm, and they then, well, basically skewer some other people for putting out disinformation. But overall, it just talks about how there are all these huge alternative media grassroots documentary films that are changing the political landscape in the United States and the world. So they're now directly acknowledging that the worm has turned. All right, again, I apologize for not getting to your calls. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, on your affiliates. And you can listen on the Internet 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. It just reloops there on the stream that we offer for you, free of charge. And don't forget, I got a big 9/11 event with Jim Mars and others, and my new film premiering in Dallas, the 26th. Of August. Find details at Infowars.com and get your tickets. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.